count. Now we count," said the big man, and Lenny opened his package wrapped in his signature brown paper. Anyone who knows Lenny knows he uses this paper. I've seen the same paper at Roland's office supply where I get my letterhead. Now on the bar lay a stack of $100 bills. Lenny counts aloud as the big man watches. 1, 2, 3. He counts, but when he hits 17, he pauses, just a twinge. He continues, 28, 29. The counterfeit. At 30, the big man reached out and tapped the bill. "That is nice money," he said. "Continue the count." I could tell Lenny had an unsettled feeling. Something wasn't right, but he just wasn't sure. At 80, the big man taps again. "I think your money's a little too nice. Where do you print your money?" the big man asked. "No," said Lenny. "I'm sure to never take a bad bill." But inside, Lenny knew the big man was right. He couldn't figure out how he got it, but he knew it was fake. A traveler's code. "The deal is off," the big man said, putting the ring back on his finger. The two thugs went for their breast pockets. But the big man had his gun out and froze them in their tracks. "To cheat a thief is one thing, Mr. Bent. But to cheat an honest traveler is another. I'll take my trinket and you can keep your funny money." And the big man, gun drawn, backed his way out the door. Lenny Bent held his thugs back from giving chase. He didn't know how, but he knew the big man was right. The money was phony. The curtain call. And with that, the show was over. I could have stood to applaud. Every player, perfect. I finished my last beer to hurry to my desk and get it all down while the play was vivid in my mind. I did a brisk 2-block walk from the lounge to my office to get the details down before even a single one could disappear in a fog. I went through the office door, sat down at my desk, took out my journal and began to write. What started as just a relaxing drink turned into an Academy Award-winning play. Acted out in real life. Every part and every character played to perfection. The players. The amateur pickpocket sizing up his mark. The call girls running their usual play. Old Ron shuffling his deck of cards with a smile on his face that was slicker than the grease on his hair. Weasel. Every bit his name, a skinny, greasy shadow, Lenny Bent and his two henchmen, the big man Brutus. But the star of the show, the barman. After all, who ever notices a barman while he's just tending his bar? The script. The script I couldn't have written better myself, and I've seen a lot of cons. Brutus and the barman moved through their roles with practiced precision. The big man's banter and the barman's busyness behind the bar. The bowl of soap and water to loosen the ring. A chef's kiss on the perfect con. The pair moved like poetry in motion. The big man held his hand in the air, exclaiming, "Look!" It even left an indentation in my finger to remember it by. To hold everyone's attention. While the barman wiped the dripping water from the bar. Making the package swap beneath his bar rack. The review. Somewhere soon the big man and the barman will be splitting up their 10 grand prize for a night of work and a lifetime of planning. Lenny the crook got taken at his own game. I put my feet up on my desk and stared at the twinkling city lights outside my office window. Sometimes I thought, justice serves itself. And sometimes this city ain't so bad. In fact, it's the greatest show on earth.